After listening to that commercial, I already feel 100% more relaxed. So let's ride the calm right into the drama of Generic Hospital.
Generic Hospital was recorded live at stage 773 in front of a live audience. As the world turns, do you feel young and restless because all your children are under dark shadows cast over the days of your life? Do you wish a guiding light would leave you feeling bold and beautiful? Then turn your radio to Generic Hospital, brought to you by Lucky Duck Soap. You're using soap, you lucky duck. Generic Hospital, starring Dr. Tad Hunter, Linda Generic, Dr. Autumn Seabreeze, Nurse Patricia Harris, Night Janitor Jimmy Lee Billiams, and introducing Chief of Medicine Dr. Angus MacGuffin. Previously on Generic Hospital.
Tad, it's Montana!
She's back from a trip volunteering in Sweden? Oh, that nut. She should have told me, me being her fiancé and all.
No, we just got this telegraph.
Dear Tad Hunter, stop. We regret to inform you that your fiancé was lost at sea while sailing to Sweden. Stop. There was no sign that she would be found. Stop. Please give up all hope of ever seeing her again. Stop. She will not come back later with amnesia or anything outlandish like that. Stop. BT Dubs, who sends telegraphs anymore? Full stop. Sincerely, etc., etc., etc.
Oh, Tad, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's just the love of my life. Missing and never coming back.
And now we rejoin Generic Hospital as Dr. Tad Hunter enters the hospital.
Dr. Tad Hunter, thank goodness you're here.
Ah, Nurse Patricia Harris. It's good to see you.
Yeah. We've had several doctors and nurses call in sick. The med lab is completely swamped, and the reading room is jammed packed with the sick.
I'm afraid I don't have time for that.
But it's your job.
No. My job is to sort out this little Christmas pageant of ours. The Chief of Medicine, Dr. MacGuffin, said it was my primary duty until further notice.
Look, Dr. Hunter, this isn't really my place, but Nurse Dakota has been gone for months, and now she's not coming back. Dr. MacGuffin has been keeping you from actually working, doing little projects here and there, like the time he had you sitting outside of the hospital on Halloween with a bowl of candy.
I was dressed like a penguin.
Right.
I had a little bow tie.
Yes, and it was adorable.
It's funny, because penguins don't wear bow ties. But it looks like they're wearing tuxedos.
I get it. Then he had you, the most celebrated doctor in this hospital, decorating for Thanksgiving during that outbreak of mad turkey disease. And let's not forget about what happened on Guy Fawkes Day.
I made jambalaya.
And it was bland and flavorless.
How dare you! I use exotic spices from the Far East.
Salt isn't an exotic spice, Tad. The point is, you're not well, and you're not dealing with your feelings. And just doing these little projects isn't helping you deal with your pain. Helping people, using your training and your skill to do your job and be a doctor, that's how you can overcome this.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was working on the choreography for the manger number with the Christmas pageant.
Ah, there he is.
Hi, Dr. MacGuffin.
Oh, how you doing today? You holding up?
Yes, I finally got down Santa's tap number.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
No, it isn't. There's so much work to do. We're missing half of the hospital staff due to illness. You can't have him wasting his time doing some kind of pageant.
Maybe I should get back to work.
No! I mean, no. The best thing for the hospital right now is for you to do this pageant. The hospital needs you to do this. I need you to do this. Montana needs you to do this. It's the most important thing ever.
Okie dokie.
All right, now. The show isn't going to rehearse itself. Now, bye, Tad.
Bye.
Dr. MacGuffin, what are you doing? We need him. You have to stop letting him waste his time with this nonsense.
No. When Montana left, he was a broken shell of a man, going into manic fits of laughing and throwing bedpans at people. For the good of everyone, I'm keeping him focused on specific tasks. Medicine just reminds him of her and sends him right back to throwing bedpans. Oh, poor Jimmy was working overtime for a month, and we really couldn't afford to keep paying Jimmy time and a half.
Ah, it all makes sense now. So now that I know that, you will hire more people, or I will tell everyone.
Oh, do it. I even put it in the hospital newsletter. Everyone already knows. And now I know that you're not reading the newsletter. For shame!
How dare you use my illiteracy against me?
Smell EMT.
EMT?
Aha!
Curse my natural aptitude! You win this round, MacGuffin, but this isn't over.
Generic Hospital is brought to you by Lucky Duck Christmas Soap, the perfect thing to stick in your loved one's stocking this holiday season. We return to our story as Dr. MacGuffin decorates the hospital.
Oh, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll celebrate Christmas for ye. Oh, my Linda, it's you. What are you doing here? I thought you had moved to San Juan to head up El Hospital Henrico.
Well, I'm back, Angus, and better than ever. Where is my beloved Tad?
Tad? You stay away from him. He's been in a state since, well...
Since what? Did something happen to his dear Oregon?
Her name is Montana.
Was? Oh, how terrible.
Oh, it was. He lost his bloody mind, and then the bedpans.
Oh, my poor teddy bear. I'm sure he could use a shoulder to cry on.
He's fragile at the moment, and he's perfectly happy taking his mind off things by planning our Christmas pageant and make it bland yet salty jambalaya. He has no time for you to distract him with your womanly ways.
All right, MacGuffin. As long as he's got this pageant to keep him occupied, I'll stay away.
Really? Well, I thought you would hatch one of your diabolical plans filled with lies and sex and deceit to get your way, no matter what.
No, MacGuffin. El Hospital Henrico changed me. I'm a better person now. Plus, I have a tan. Poor Montana being lost at sea is a tragedy, and I'll leave Tad alone, I promise.
All right, good. Wait. I never said anything about her being lost at sea.
Lucky duck guess? Oh, don't they have haggis in the commissary today?
I love haggis.
I know. Better hurry up before they sell out.
Away!
So, my ex-Tad Hunter is sad. How alarming. But he's still so handsome and so very charming. His fiancée is gone, and she's not coming back. But how can I, Linda, get him into the sack? I've tried flowers and candy and presents of gold, but he treats me like I'm wretched, ugly, and old. But Linda's not ugly, not ugly, you see. Linda's as gorgeous can be. But Tad doesn't notice. He doesn't see me at all. He looks over my head because he's so very tall. I've worn little black dresses to try and entice him, but he still avoids me like I was Mike Tyson. I've baked pies and cakes and brownies with sugar, but he doesn't eat them. Oh dear, what a booger. I've sent cards and candy and flowers, how kind. I've written him songs and poems, and I'm still in this bind. All Tad can think of is this pageant so jolly, while ignoring me, Linda. Oh my, what a folly! He wants to bring joy to all of the masses, and so he ignores all of my obvious passes. If there was no pageant, then he could be mine. We'd be a cute couple, because we're both so fine. He still loves Montana. Well, that's very clear. Perhaps I'll get him drunk on lots of malt beer. But then when he's sober, then he'll remember. If only I could keep him drunk for all of December? No. Booze isn't the answer. I'm just being silly. But how can I love him when he acts so chilly? This pageant distracts him from all of his pain. If that didn't happen... Oh, no. What a shame. Then he would need comfort and something distracting. I could be so concerned with the help of some acting. This is the answer, and I must do it now. I must stop this pageant from happening. But how?
And so, as Linda thinks of ways to sabotage Tad's pageant, you can sabotage dirt and grime in all those hard-to-reach places with Lucky Duck Christmas soap. And now we return to Generic Hospital as Dr. Tad Hunter rehearses.
No, no, no. It's 2-3 step, pivot, step, turn, jazz hands, not 2-3 step, step, pivot, step, turn, jazz hands! That was awful. It's the Christmas pageant, and you have no Christmas spirit, and you call yourself children. Yes?
Excuse me, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, attractive lady wearing a doctor's coat. I don't think I've had the pleasure of knowing who you are.
I'm Autumn Seabreeze. I just started here in the pediatric ward, and I couldn't help but notice how you were working with those poor, sick children and giving them hope by filling them with Christmas joy.
Yes, I was doing that. Children are just the best, and Christmas... Who doesn't love Christmas?
Me.
Really?
That's right. This pageant of yours can't be geared toward one religion's holiday celebration.
But Christmas.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, it's far too late. Wheels are in motion. The pageant is happening and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Okay, first of all, your negative energy is really affecting the children. Look. Second... Second, you're right. There's nothing I can do. Oh, wait, yes, there is. I can tell my best friend from spin class.
And what can a well-toned friend of yours possibly do?
Hello, Tad.
Linda. Linda Generic. Linda Generic, the chief administrator of Generic Hospital. Linda Generic, the chief administrator of Generic Hospital and the daughter of the owner of Generic Hospital, General Generic!
You forgot. Linda Generic, the chief administrator of Generic Hospital and the daughter of the owner of Generic Hospital, General Generic, and your ex-lover!
Linda?
Tad? You look really handsome today. How are you?
I'd be a lot better if this new age doctor wasn't trying to stop the magic of my pageant.
Well, Tad, as head administrator, I can see both sides of the issue. But I'm siding with Autumn. The pageant can't be geared towards just Christmas.
Okay. So you want us to have some kind of all-inclusive holiday show.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily change the dancing Christmas tree to be a menorah.
No, absolutely not. What is wrong with you? Some people don't celebrate anything. You can't alienate them.
So we have to cancel the pageant?
No, you monster. We can't do that. You'd crush the children. And they're so fragile already, see?
It's so sad.
Monster.
So we're supposed to have a December pageant.
Autumn? I have no problem with that. That doesn't sound like me. Wait, it's offensive to... No. No, I have no problem with that.
Yes. I guess we can still have the milk and Christmas... Or December cookies do their dance number.
Milk? What about the lactose intolerant kids and the vegans like myself?
So dancing cookies.
Okay, so how about we just wave all these delicious dancing cookies that all of the children that are gluten-free can't eat?
What if we had almond milk and gluten-free cookies do the dance?
Almonds are the least offensive nut. That would be amazing!
I just had the best idea! What if the two of you directed the December pageant together?
I don't think that's needed.
It's the only way to help these children truly celebrate the season.
The season of December?
That's right.
Great! Wonderful. Well, I'll just let you two get to work.
Hmm. This room won't do it all for planning.
Why not?
Because we need someplace quiet where we can channel our calm, align our chakras, and balance our chi so that we can work together. Plus, the feng shui is much better in there.
Ah, much better. So awesome. I have the show order for the pageant. We'll start off with Frosty the Snowman.
Wait. For hundreds of years, snowmen and women have been exploited by Big Holiday to sell products and cards. The plight of the snow people is something very near and dear to my heart. And the thought of you using them like everyone else, I thought you were better than that.
No Frosty. Fine, we can move the North Pole number with Santa and the elves.
Santa? Really? I think you mean Satan?
No, I'm fairly sure I said Santa.
You want to bribe these kids with the idea that if they're good, they'll achieve material wealth?
Fine, no Santa. Can we at least keep the elves?
You mean Santa's army of indentured servants?
Okay, no elves. Then we'll have, well, fine. Here is my vision. A chorus line of dancing candy canes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes? What does a Greek philosopher have to do with anything?
It's a disease, doctor.
Philosophy is no disease.
What else have you got?
Well, I was thinking we could close the show by having Jimmy Lee put the star on the December tree.
A poor, defenseless evergreen gives her life.
I should have seen that coming. Then, the Nutcracker Suite.
Go on.
You don't have anything against the Nutcracker?
No, what could I possibly have against the Nutcracker?
The blight of nuts, walnut being a symbol of the proletariat, wooden men being offensive to men made of bricks or straw, oppressing the Rat King?
Well, now you're just being silly. Besides, rats are gross. Oh, I need to go see one of my patients.
What? But the pageant?
Tad, this is still a hospital. We have work to do. Real work.
But...
Oh, hello, Tad. I didn't see you there.
Oh, hello, Jimmy Lee, the night janitor.
My, the hospital looks so festive for Christmas.
Haven't you heard? We're celebrating December, not Christmas.
Is that right?
We can't do anything to acknowledge Frosty, Santa, snowmen, reindeer, cookies, milk, presents, candy, philosophy, joy.
Well, you know, here at the hospital, sometimes people are gonna throw up in the hallway.
Yes?
But you know what my job is?
To clean it?
That's right. I gather up all the sawdust and pour it right over the vomit, and then I scoop it all up and throw it away. And then I mop up the floor until it's so clean that you could see your face in it. But you know what? When I turn around, well, don't you know it, someone else threw up in the hall.
So what you're saying is that bad things are gonna happen, but you have to roll up your sleeves sometimes and deal with it?
Oh, my, no. I just mean that someone threw up in the hall again and I need more sawdust. Ah, here it is. Well, have a good one, Dr. Hunter.
Will Tad and Autumn be able to work together and put on their December pageant? Will Jimmy Lee ever be able to clean up all the vomit? Can Lucky Duck December soap make your month both holly and jolly? You bet your sugar plums it will. And now we return to generic hospital as Dr. Hunter responds to an urgent page.
Patricia, you paged me. On an urgent December pageant-related issue?
No, Doctor. I want you to talk to Reagan.
Oh, Reagan.
Carter.
Ah, Carter.
Your ex-fiancé.
Oh, yeah. Right. Her. Okay.
Hi, Tad.
I'll just leave you two alone.
Reagan, you're looking ill?
Yes, I still have a bad cold.
Icky. Well, I should get back to work.
Patricia told me that you're not practicing medicine anymore.
I am practicing. Practice makes perfect, after all. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, what are you holding behind your back?
Oh, this? Nothing, just a chart of medicine and medical things and facts and figures and diagrams of anatomy about a patient that I'm totally working on. who has the bad case of lampangitis. Lampangitis. It's like laryngitis, but worse.
Lampangitis? Oh, that sounds serious.
Oh, it is.
It's funny, but your chart looks an awful lot like a December wreath.
You are correct. I never could get anything past you.
You're a terrible liar. But you're a really great doctor.
I couldn't cure you of the common cold. How good of a doctor could I possibly be, Regan?
Tad, there is no cure for the common cold. Just like there's no cure of my love for you.
There is a cure. I know there is. For the cold, I mean. Not for loving me. I doubt science will ever find a cure for that.
Then find it. Cure me. And we can be together again.
But Montana.
But Montana is good. She's lost at sea and stranded in Davy Jones' locker. Or locked in Davy Jones' locker. However you get tied up in that guy's locker. You need to move on. Like you moved on from me and from Linda and that one girl from radiology.
All right. Karen.
Yeah. Stupid Karen. I hate her.
Yeah, me too.
But Tad, you move on from one fiancé to the next. I know that things are hard for you right now, but you're the best doctor in the world. Remember that time that you won the Hippocratic Award for Best Doctor of the Year?
3 years in a row.
The Academy of Doctor Arts just doesn't give out a hippie to any old slob with a stethoscope.
But Regan, you don't understand. When I heard that Montana was lost at sea, I made a vow that day never to practice medicine again.
Oh no, you didn't. When you make a vow,
I never break it. And I never will. Like when I vowed to never eat another carrot ever again. And I never have, and I never will. My eyesight may suffer, but my vow will never be broken.
So, how's it going in here?
Oh, not well. Tad needs to keep working on the pageant.
What? No!
He made a vow.
So?
He never breaks his vows.
Now then, ladies, if that's everything, I have pressing pageant business to attend to. I wasted enough time here on non-pageant business. Humbug.
Regan, what happened? I thought you were going to talk to him and getting back to work.
Patricia, you're new to this hospital, but you should know that Dr. Tad Hunter is like a wild stallion, but as stubborn as a mule.
You're still in love with him, aren't you?
You bet your scrubs I am.
Another one.
Another one? Patricia, you're in love with him too,
me?
Aren't you?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, good. You best stay away from him. Or I swear I will cough on you.
You wouldn't dare.
Try me, die job.
Whoa, uncalled for.
Oh, sorry, my medicine makes me irritable.
While he was in here, did you tell him about your condition?
No, I couldn't. It's bad enough that he knows about my cold.
I would just die if he knew that you also suffered from an ingrown toenail.
Will Regan ever be cured of the common cold? Will Tad ever practice medicine again? Find out when Generic Hospital returns after this word from Lucky Duck Soap. Lucky Duck December Soap, when you need to keep yourself clean and off Santa's naughty list. And now back to Generic Hospital as Dr. MacGuffin begins the December pageant.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the December pageant. Yes, thank you. Let's first all give Drs. Autumn Seabreeze and Dr. Tad Hunter a hand for arranging this.
Woo! Yay, Tad!
Hi, Karen.
Right, I am overjoyed to welcome you to our December pageant this year. I'd like to start off the show with our only number, the Nutcracker Suite, as performed by little Tina Johansson. Tina?
I'm afraid Tina is just too sick to be doing ballet.
Oh. Well then, that concludes the show. Thanks for coming, everyone.
I'm sorry, everyone. I wanted to put on a Christmas pageant for all of you, but we couldn't make it the least bit of offensive to anyone at all. So we had to make a December pageant, and I guess I just don't understand the true meaning of December.
Well, Tad, I think I might be able to help you out there. Lights, please. I remember when I was a kid in school, we didn't have a lot of money, so we'd all have to share textbooks. I myself had to share with a boy named Harry Boyd. Now, old Harry's parents were well-to-do, but I must say that they were the nicest family I had ever met. And Harry would invite me over from time to time. When we were there, his parents would be sitting in the parlor, drinking brandy and reading the paper, while Harry and I would go outside and play. Sometimes we would play cowboys and Indians. Harry loved playing as the cowboy. They had a big trunk full of costumes and things that we would use, but his prized possession was a toy pop gun. And one day, by accident, when we were playing, I accidentally stepped on that pop gun, which broke it. Well, I felt so bad about that, but Harry was so cross with me, he had his driver take me home, and I never got invited over again. The next week, he was inviting, Nicholas Garble to come play. And that, Tad, is what December is all about.
Jimmy, what on earth does that have to do with anything with the true meaning of December?
Think about it.
Jimmy?
Just think about it.
All right, everyone. Thanks for coming. Back to your rooms, kids.
Well, Tad, I think that was a huge success.
Well, now that the December pageant is over, I guess it's time to prepare for our New Year's party. I ordered a crate of champagne a few months ago. Champagne doesn't go bad, does it?
Tad, my boy, no. No more event planning and decorating. You need to get back to medicine, helping others, acts of good and charity. That's what December is all about. Healing people is what you're good at, and maybe that will help you heal as well.
You're right. I'm far too good a doctor and far too handsome to waste my talents and good looks not doing that thing you said.
Great.
Well, looks like everything worked out in the end.
Tad!
Patricia? What is it?
A telegram just came for you. It's Montana.
Montana delivered the telegram?
What? No, it's from Montana.
You know just as well as I do that I don't know anyone from Montana.
Just read it.
Tad, I'm all right. Stop. I was on my way to Sweden when the boat got lost. Stop. All is well. Stop. Having a great time. Stop. Miss you terribly. Stop. See you soon. Stop. And then we can finally get married. Stop. My God, she's alive. Now I definitely have to go back to medicine.
Hey, seems like it would have been more poignant if the telegram had come here earlier, Patricia.
I would have been here sooner, but I slipped and fell on some vomit.
Well, I guess a night janitor's job is never done.
And so we leave Generic Hospital on this cold December night. When you're snuggled up with the one you love under the mistletoe, just remember that after you get dirty this holiday season, don't forget to get clean with Lucky Duck soap.
Well, folks, if you're anything like me, and I know that I am, then after that, you're all sitting on the edge of your seats. Well, now you can sit back and relax, or stand up and get yourself a drink, buy a few dozen raffle tickets, as we take a short 10-minute intermission.